Hour number two, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Thursday. We're live at Champions Run Golf Course here in Rockville, Tennessee. Blue Raiders out here. Good to see everybody having a golf tournament, you know, benefiting NIL, and that's what these schools have to do nowadays. Before we get to our next guest, I do want to read a statement. Predators head coach Andrew Brunette is back with the team in Utah, and we had Darby Hendrickson on earlier. Appreciate Nick Kieser for stepping in and finishing that. We had some technical issues, but the Predators have posted a statement from Andrew Brunette that says, quote, "My father experienced an event that required urgent medical attention back home in Ontario, which is the reason why I was away from the team for the past few days. I'm happy to be back with our group beginning today in Utah. I'd like to thank our ownership and Barry Trotz for allowing me to spend time with my family and thank our entire coaching staff for their help in guiding our team in my absence. My family and I sincerely appreciate the support from everyone in our organization, our players, and our fans," end quote. So glad to see Andrew Brunette back with the team. Hope everything's okay with his father, but wanted to pass that along as they get ready to take on Utah later on tonight. Let's say hello to Jeff Murphy, who is here with us, former Blue Raiders quarterback, enjoying kind of sitting here chatting about things in the past, but I know you're excited to be able to continue to help this program.
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys coming out, covering the event. And, yeah, it's been something, you know, we started this collective a year ago.
Raiders Rising.
Raiders Rising. Me and other three other board members. We're all MTSU graduates, and in this day and age of college athletics, NIL is part of it, whether you like it or not. And the further MTSU did not have a collective, the further behind we would get. So we kind of anteed up and got it going and really making a push this year of trying to get people together, get this community back together, hanging out, having a good time, supporting each other, because that's what this program needs. We collectively need to get together and get behind it and get behind the coaches and the admin and the university. And we all want it to go in a certain direction. Let's get our hands dirty. Let's get in and let's do it together.
As a former college athlete and quarterback, seeing the players being able to capitalize on this now, I mean, how does that make you feel?
I think it's great. I think it's been a long time coming. But as much money has been in college athletics to not allow the athletes to make name, you know, money off of their name, image, and likeness, I think it was, you know, I think it wasn't right. So, you know, I'm not frustrated or angry about it. It was going to come eventually. Now we just need some regulations and some things in place, and hopefully, you know, the NCAA is going to get together and make that happen. But I think it's great. It can further build the community that we need, allowing the athletes, you know, to go work with a business or an organization, and they should be compensated for that. People are coming to see them play on the field. You know what I mean? It's the guys with the jerseys on and their numbers is why people are buying tickets. So I think it's great for the game. I think there just needs to be regulations around it that protects everybody, the university, the players, everybody involved.
Was it something that you know, because I think we're around the same age, we're at middle at the same time, you know, and I wasn't an athlete, but, you know, I didn't think about it as much. I'd play all the video games and be like, oh, yeah, that kind of looks like the quarterback, you know, stuff like that. But was it something you really thought about when you were an athlete, or was it kind of like me later on? You're like, you know what? This is kind of like there needs to be more to this. The athletes deserve their piece of the pie too.
No, you know, I never really thought about it when I was playing. You know, I was just excited to be in the video game by EA Sports, right? And then a few years after I graduated,
quarterback number, whatever.
Yeah, this letter in the mail, and there was a lawsuit against it, and we all got a couple $1,000, and I thought it was awesome, you know, just to get paid to be in the video game. But if you think about how much money was being made off of student athletes, you know, in that sector and everywhere, for them to not have the opportunity to make money off of their name, image, and likeness, I think was wrong. So glad it's here. And no, it's not something I really thought about. But after, you know, the afterthought, it was like, you know what? It does make sense for them to have at least the opportunity to.
Sure.
Because not all of them are doing it yet. And that's part of the reason why we started is to try and get engaged and connect some dots in the community.
We're talking to Jeff Murphy, former MTSU Blue Raider quarterback. Got the Raider Rising. Is it RaiderRising.com?
RaidersRising.com.
RaidersRising.com. What do you need now from alumni and fans of MTSU?
We just need them to support. You know, the kids, the athletes want to go and play in front of packed arenas, packed stadiums, and the best thing you can do is go to the game, number one. Number two, if you want to get involved if your heart's desire and you want to support MTSU athletics and you care about the facilities and those type of things, BRAA and the Build Blue campaign, that's the way to go. If you want your money to specifically go to student-athletes, that's where we fall in. That's where you can have a direct impact to the student-athlete either or specific program, athletic program, specific player. We are a separate entity of the university, but we work hand-in-hand with them. But
good.
We can put your money if you're – you know, heart's desires to go to Nick Vadiato, like we can directly do that. So we can work that out. And if you're a business and you want to, you know, have somebody to come do a commercial or set up at your shop and promote your shop, like we can work out a deal where we can do that. We can get the players there and organize that and help grow your business.
I love it. Again, RaidersRising.com is the website for all that. You talk about, you know, promoting these guys. Let's make it clear. These are male and female, right?
Absolutely.
And this is not just one guy down the road here.
No, it's all athletes across the board. You know, we started a year ago, so we're really getting things going. And you know, we've done stuff with women's basketball, the football team. So we're kind of starting there and then trying to work our way down.
Right.
But we've had people that want to do something with the softball team or the soccer team. Like, no problem. We can earmark those funds or that specific deal, that promotion for that athlete or for that team, and we can organize it and get it going. So it's whatever. That's the thing that's great about
right.
the collectives is if you wanted to specifically do something, we can make it happen.
You're part of the very popular, at least I think it's a very popular, Group of Five Guys, right? .com.
Yeah.
What's that website?
groupoffiveguys.com.
Yeah, and you just go around and look at programs like Middle and Tulane and things like that. What's one program out there you would like MTSU to emulate, because you guys do a great job.
Appreciate
you
that.
Talk football and I love it. Is there one program you want to emulate?
Well, I think when you talk about in the Group of Five, the Blue Bloods is Boise State, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Boise State has done it so well for a long time, and what you've seen is if you go back 20 years and where not only the University of Boise State has been where they've gotten to, but the city was and where it is now.
Yeah.
They go hand in hand. You know, when the university grows, the town grows. When kids want to come to school there, everything goes up. Sales for businesses, all the connections that we have. So, like, to me, they are where MTSU wants to be, wants to get to. And we have all the pieces here. I mean, you have one of the fastest growing counties in the country in Rutherford County. You have Murfreesboro, which is a great, phenomenal city, which I have a business in. I chose to spend the rest of my life here. Like, I love Murfreesboro in the greater Nashville, Middle Tennessee area. And you have so many alumni, so many graduates that came from MTSU that work in this community, that live in this community.
Two right here, baby.
No yep. doubt, right? So we got to get everybody back, connect the dots, and there's a major goal of where we want to get to, and everybody's got to play their role in it. And if we all get together and drive the car that way, we'll get to where we want to be. But we got to roll our sleeves up and get to work.
Yeah, we're talking to Jeff Murphy here on the program. How can people help?
You can get connected with us at RaidersRising.com. You can become a member. There's three different membership tiers that if you give so much that you get, you know, behind-the-scenes access to players and coaches and some events, more events we'll have going on throughout the year. But the best thing you can do, if you have any questions, just reach out to us. Reach out to us through the website. I'll get back in touch with you. You can go have a cup of coffee. I can answer any questions that I can, or we can go have a sandwich at Domenico's.
I do like what you said, though. You said the first thing, you always told me this, you said it on our show today, go to the games.
That's yeah. it. You go
to the games.
Go to the games, and I promise you, you can make a direct impact on the game, whether it's baseball, softball, soccer, basketball, football. Like, I've been to so many – football specific now, but so many games in the last 4 years of doing the podcast that you can feel and see momentum swings when you're in Boone, North Carolina, and App State's playing North Carolina. You know what I mean? Like, the fans can have an impact, and it's not – it doesn't have to be money. Time, you know. You can buy a ticket – for $25-$35.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, go to the game, spend a little time, come to our events or come to the BRAA events, meet the coaches, meet the players, because that's really these kids are incredible. They all have great stories. They all come from different backgrounds, and I guarantee you that you're going to connect with one of them, I promise.
You know what's cool, too, is, and especially at a place like MTSU, is I can feel like they appreciate it. Like, the players are, you know, and I look, they're – there's players all over that are probably like, yeah, I deserve this or whatever. But I feel like the ones here especially really appreciate the work that you and others are doing.
Absolutely. And all the coaches, the kids that are recruiting, they're very blue collar, right? Yeah. And that fits this community. So, you know, I've had an opportunity the last couple years and before the collective was started, just because I've been around the program, to talk to these kids. I'm telling you, they're awesome. They're awesome kids with great stories, with great visions for their life and things they want to do, you know, once football or basketball is done. And that's where we want to come in and connect some of those dots. You know, they're studying different things while they're going to school here. Now we can connect them with businesses and internships and things during the summer that, man, if they can get a head jump on life, whereas back when I was playing, couldn't really do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Now we're setting these kids up for success for life. And that's ultimately what we care about.
Awesome. Jeff, thanks so much for having us out here, coming on the show, and anything we can do to help, we will.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. You guys are the best.
Appreciate you, buddy.
Jeff Murphy joining us here on the program. Again, Raiders Rising, that is the collective, and doing all we can to help them out and help the Blue Raiders out. Again, we're live in Rockvale today at Champions Run Golf Course, having a lot of fun. We'll be able to take a breather, talk for a second.
Yeah.
Josh Berry going to join us, our friend of the show. He's officially a friend of the show now.
Yeah.
Hendersonville's own NASCAR driver. There's a big announcement that's about to go down with the Nashville Super Speedway.
Oh,
so
really?
We'll talk to him coming up
you
at 10:30.
You tell me during the break what it is?
Yeah, I can tell you.
Okay.
Yeah,
like
I can
it.
Do that.
Thank you.
For sure. Faux show.
Faux show.
Tune in later today on 102.5 The Game as Vandy Baseball takes on Oklahoma. Pre-game at 6:45, first pitch at 7. Coverage is also available on the Game Nashville app and at thegamenashville.com.